Good evening. It is Thursday. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. My producer, Andre Holgate, and this is the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. A new Michigan law gives immunity to underage drinkers when there's a medical emergency involved. The goal is to avoid needless alcohol-related deaths by giving a teen a pass, by encouraging them to contact authorities in dangerous situations. But just how effective is it likely to be, especially here on the Michigan State University campus? To talk about it, I'm joined by Evan Martinak, the chairperson of the Associated Students of Michigan State University. Evan, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Now, what exactly is this Associated Students of Michigan State University? Is it the official student government there?
Yeah, ASMSU is the official all-university student governing body for the undergraduate students at Michigan State. So we do everything from advocacy to free legal services to students at Michigan State.
Now, Evan, you know, it's no secret that part of college is going to parties that often do include alcohol, and that most undergrad students are, in fact, underage. How would you say MSU has been approaching this tricky predicament?
All right, well, I think the most important thing is, at least from ASMSU's end, is we just want to educate, especially the incoming students, because sometimes the incoming students, they don't know their limits. They don't know kind of how to act and when they're being pressured by their peers. I think education is the most important thing. So we spend a lot of time, you know, educating students about the dangers of alcohol poisoning and what to look for and what to do if you're ever in a situation that you might be in trouble.
In this new law, do you think it will be particularly effective? How exactly will it work when it comes to undergraduate students contacting authorities and then asking for immunity?
Well, I think most importantly, it's critical that the students understand that the law exists and that those students who do call will be protected under the law, and they won't have to worry about prosecution if they or their friend are in danger. But also, you have to educate the students, like I said, about looking for what does alcohol poisoning or danger from alcohol look like, so they know when it is important to call. And I think, you know, even if one life is saved because someone decides it's, you know, to call because of this law, then it's all worth it.
So when an MSU student is engaged with a police officer, is it then typically the MSU police or is it the East Lansing police?
Well, it depends on campus, off campus. Typically, you know, if you're at a house party, it's going to be off campus or something like that. But it really varies depending on pretty much location.
And how have the police officers been dealing with students that are caught drinking or maybe contacted the police? I mean, have they prosecuted students in the past?
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously there are a lot of incidents on campus and students are cited, but as relative to the medical amnesty issue, the East Lansing Police Department did sort of have an informal policy, you know, that if someone, it's sort of an informal medical amnesty where if a student reached out, you know, it'd be the same result whether or not the law was there. But the more important thing is since the law is there, we can actually, you know, students can count on that and be trusting of that law. You know, it's a big difference because getting students to trust the police is not an easy thing, you know.
Certainly. I'm talking to Evan Martinak, the chairperson of the Associated Students of Michigan State University. So tell me, Evan, your view on drinking on campus, do you think it's a big problem or is it just a reality that's being fairly well managed at MSU?
Well, unfortunately, we do have incidents of students just over-drinking, ending up either in the hospital. And so I think it continues to be an issue, and we can't lose sight of it, but we do have to accept the nature, the reality of being at a Big Ten university, and this law is really, going right at that. It's just a common sense thing. How do we deal with something that's just probably going to persist, and how do we continue to be agile and make sure that we are protecting those students who are engaging in all those different kinds of things, you know?
I mean, have there been quite a few incidents of deadly alcohol consumption, or is it a relatively rare thing at MSU?
It's relatively rare, although we have had a few. Even in the past few years, we had actually a student pass away just this past March from alcohol poisoning and other, we've had other kind of alcohol related injuries and fatalities. You know, it's not a common thing, but it's common enough that it's a real serious concern for us at MSU. And you know, if anybody is affected by it, it's so devastating. You just want to do something about it, and I think that's how we reacted.
And where does most of the drinking occur? I mean, is it almost all happening at house parties off campus, or is there quite a bit of drinking in the dormitories also?
I mean, it's really hard to say. I don't really have the numbers. I'm sure, you know, it probably goes on wherever students are, if they're particularly interested in having a party, you know. So it's not really clear. I don't know if you can define exactly where or, you know, when, but as I said, it's there. Mm-hmm. I guess you just gotta find it. And
I wonder, is there any kind of penalty when it comes to the university itself? If a student is caught drinking, underage drinking, I mean, is there any potential fine or not fine, but is there any potential repercussion he or she faces when it comes to their academics?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question, because actually the university does have its own judicial system that deals with these kinds of things. And when a student violates any kind of university ordinance or regulation, and the interesting thing is that although medical amnesty protects a student or an underage drinker from prosecution, the university itself doesn't actually have a policy that if a student is in danger and they call, that they would be safe from the judicial system, which means technically students who do this, perhaps do take this option on campus, could face disciplinary action from the hearing boards.
You're the chairperson of the student group, the student government. What would you say is the primary issue that MSU students are most concerned about right now then?
I think there are many issues. Probably the one that stands out the most is the tuition increases and the student loan issues and financial aid. And I mean, these things where our students these days are finding they just have to leverage just extraordinary amounts of debt just to attend college, and then they find themselves in debt for years and years after they graduate.
Do you feel as a student group that you have any say at all when it comes to these tuition increases?
Sure. We actually sit on several kind of different budget committees at the university level, but we also advocate on the state and federal level about tuition. And for example, the Stafford loans issue, which was setting federal interest rate student loans to double, we actually like over 200 public universities wrote letters to their congresspeople telling them to take action, and that actually did, you know, that among other things, that law was changed, and I think we do play a part. Usually, the best is though when our voices are united, you know.
Well, but the truth is, the tuition's been going up annually. Mm-hmm. When you go to these meetings, is it understood by the students and by you why there is a need for these tuition increases?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I guess a good example is students want a more green and sustainable campus, but for MSU to go off of coal, for example, it's going to cost a lot of money. So we kind of, I guess, you know, take what we can get. But the university does their homework before setting a tuition increase, that's for sure.
What about this mandatory health insurance? Doesn't that also play into the costs involved? And do students support that initiative by the university?
Yeah, so that was an issue that played out at the state level this year. And ASMSU actually did take a stand and support the health insurance mandate because it would actually cover most students. There was a gap, though, where students may be forced to pay for the mandate but wouldn't actually get financial aid to help them pay for it. Anyway, it turned out that health insurance mandate was actually dropped from the 2012-2013 budget, and it looks like the university is going to come up with alternative solutions for health care requirements for students.
I see. But on the whole, you do agree that there should be full coverage for all students at MSU when it comes to their health insurance?
Well, I guess that'll have to take up with the General Assembly in the fall, because it could be quite a divisive issue.
Gotcha. Evan Martinak, he's the chairperson of the Associated Students of Michigan State University. We talked, of course, about the this new law, this immunity law. And Evan, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thanks very much for having me.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.